Hijinks Ensue Podcast, episode 91, creeping up on 100. I don't know why that matters. It doesn't. This is your host, Joel Watson. I make an online comic called Hijinks Ensue at hijinksensue.com. I also make this podcast, and it's all yours for free. So, I don't know, you're welcome or whatever. Listen, this episode I made with my buddies Rob and Dave, who make the online comic Cyanide and Happiness. And I think they just announced they're going to have an iOS game coming out, so that should be cool. If you want to keep in touch with those guys, at Rob Denblaker and at Dave Explosum on Twitter, Google those things. I refuse to spell them. Also at Hijinks and Sue. If you want to keep in touch with other listeners of this podcast and other readers of the Hijinks and Sue comic, the Fancy Bastards, go to Facebook and join the Hijinks and Sue Fancy Bastard group. There's lots of good discussions about all the fall TV shows that are coming out right now happening in the Facebook group. And if you are in the Dallas, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, this coming weekend, I'll be at Dallas Fan Days at, I believe it's at the Irving Convention Center, if I remember correctly. It's the 19th, 20th, and 21st. There's a lot of cool people going to be there. There's Felicia Day is going to be there. There's going to be some Firefly cast there. There's going to be, I think Stan Lee's corpse is going to be wheeled out and put on display for you people to enjoy. But, you know, it's an old show that they've turned into a new show, and they're trying to make it better and better and better, and I would love it. I would love it if there was a local show that I could do that was really fantastic. Sean Astin's going to be there. Bruce Campbell's going to be there. Robert Englund, Freddy Krueger is going to be there. You got your Gina Torres, your Alan Tudyk. You got some people from Walking Dead. You got some other people. Oh, Casper Van Dien. Rico's Roughnecks. They're going to be out there in full support. Listen, come out to the Dallas Fan Days. I'll be in the Artist Alley on the upper floor. It's a small building, so you have to go up and up and up to find things. And I think it's on the signing floor where the big shots are. The Artist Alley is outside of that. So come to that. I'll have some shirts. I'll have some books. I'll be doing sketches. I'll be doing all of that. So I hope to see you there. This weekend in Dallas, the 19th through 21st. This episode of the Hijinks and Sue podcast is maybe my favorite one ever. It goes in places that I wish they would all go. That's all I can say. There's some lovely, lovely music at the end. I'm so proud of it. If you listen to this and you enjoy it, why not click on the donate button on podcast.hijinksandsue.com. Sign up for a recurring monthly donation subscription. Support the podcast. Continue its existence. $3, $4, $5 a month. What's it going to hurt? It'll certainly help me, and I don't think it'll hurt you. If you don't care about that, if you hate that idea, if you're some sort of podcast Grinch, then maybe click on store.hijinksandsue.com and pick up a t-shirt or a book. They're nice. They're comfortable. They come from Canada, so you know they're made with love. Enjoy this episode. 91, episode 91 of the Hijinks and Sue podcast, Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast. Godspeed, you fancy bastards.
This is not the future we were promised.
Okay, Rob and Dave. So the last time we spoke,
that was
people,
months ago.
Literally, quite literally, 100 months ago. We were trying to tell a story about doing Kineticon in Hartford, Connecticut, and San Diego Comic Con this year.
Yeah.
We never got around to
it. No, we kind of focused on the
anime voices.
Having a bit of fun with that. having a bit of fun. Having a good little bit of fun. Just a proper fun.
Just a tiny bit of fun, lads, before we get back to work.
We've had some good laughs, but now it's time to talk about comics.
Guys, it's time to get serious. It's time to get serious, guys. Come on.
This podcast is exclusively about comics, and I think we've made it very clear that that's what we're doing here.
Yeah, we're very professional on our stance towards comics, I believe.
I'm against them.
Right. I'm not for them at all. Absolutely. All that sniffing and snorting reminds me that I need to blow my nose. So
you need a reminder to blow your nose.
Siri, remind me to blow my nose.
Okay, Rob, I'll remind you to blow your nose tomorrow.
Okay, Yogi, you should blow your nose.
Hey, boo-boo.
One of these days, I'm going to have to blow my nose.
I'm gonna need to blow my nose, boo-boo.
You should remind me, boo-boo.
I really think you shouldn't be doing that, Yogi. You don't have any boogers.
Yogi, stop using my tail as a handkerchief, Yogi.
That's almost, it's like if Krillin from DBZ and Boo-Boo were the same guy.
Oh, Yogi, your picnic basket level is reaching 9,000.
I don't even know what's happening, Yogi.
I'm a training boo-boo. I've been training it.
Boo boo, I'm leveling up, boo boo.
I've been training at 12. Training at 100 times gravity, boo boo.
What's
the other? Ranger Vegeta's gonna come take my picnic balls.
You! Stop stealing those picnic baskets!
If you collect all seven
picnic baskets.
Dragon baskets. Dragonic baskets.
You've collected all seven dragon baskets. You receive one sandwich.
I thought I could make a wish.
It's nope. Just a sandwich.
It's a really nice sandwich, though.
Okay, most of my friends died, but okay. Can I get him back?
Goku with, like, that fucking Super Saiyan hair. Yogi. Yoku.
Yeah,
they do very
it's Yoku.
Yoku, yeah.
Yoku Bear.
Yoku. Yoki Bear.
Hey, so tell us, what is the San Diego experience?
Okay, so the San Diego experience, first of all, Rob, you've done it more times than I have. This year was very weird.
How so?
It was a weird show.
Why was that?
But Joel, it's always weird.
It's always wacky.
It's always crazy.
The sheer shenanigans that happen at San Diego are unparalleled.
This year was very odd, and everyone in comics, especially in the webcomics area, seemed to echo the same sentiments. The celebrity types and the movie types and the TV types were like, yeah, it's the same as every year. And there was a weird vibe going around the comics area where...
everything was weirdly silent.
It was very quiet. There were tons of people. Mm-hmm. Tons, just like always, shoulder to shoulder, fucking packed. They just weren't coming to your booth and talking to you or buying stuff.
They were looking at you, pointing at your T-shirt and going, hey, that's cool.
I'm leaving now.
I'm going
to
go.
I have to go to the Twilight panel.
Right.
So I feel like this is either – I hope it's an anomaly for this year. But this year, the con seems to have officially tipped. Everyone always says, more about movies and more about TV. I think this is the year where it is officially about 70 to 80% about movies and
movies
TV.
And TV,
not
yeah.
just with yeah. what their floor is doing, but I mean in people's minds.
Yeah.
Because there was one day where there was a Firefly panel and a...
There was a Dexter panel or something as well.
There was a Buffy one.
There was actually a Buffy panel.
Well, okay, but in one day, there was a Firefly and like maybe Twilight and then one other huge one. Okay, I think it was a Dark Knight panel or something. But it was all one day. That day, which I think was Thursday, the floor was fucking silent. Like, there were human beings there, but you could walk around easily. Like, you could get, if you wanted to, you could walk from one side of the floor to the other in less than 3 hours. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And what happens is the line for Hall H, the big hall, it went out of Comic-Con, down the marina, past the Hilton, and, like, into the ocean, as far as I know. I'm pretty sure people were, like...
Like, there people were, in Hawaii were led
all the way out
Yeah,
there,
no, I think fucking... there were just, like, buoys that people were clinging to.
Just fans treading water and trying to dive.
Yeah. For 14 hours.
Yeah.
I saw a girl one night. I was leaving a cocktail party and walking past the Hilton Marina, which is the hotel that is directly on the water. There's decks all the way around it. You can see these beautiful San Diego sunsets and whatnot.
Yes.
And there were girls... in the bushes in sleeping bags.
Wow.
Like up on the grass where like the grass says Hilton made out of shrubs or something, you know? They're sleeping in that for a panel that would be either tomorrow or the next day.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then the line formed somewhere else.
And they were in the wrong spot entirely. they were just misinformed.
Bush sleeping denied.
Well,
It might seem on the surface like San Diego has a homeless problem, but all of them are sleeping there. They're just there for the Firefly panel.
They're just Firefly fans.
No, it's true.
And the normal thing in San Diego is like, oh shit, there was no one, and now there's a million people because a big hull just let out or something.
Yeah.
That didn't seem to happen either. And so
I think everyone just went home after the panel. It was like, fuck this shit.
Here's what I think. Honestly, I think you've paid so much money to get there, so much money to be there. The tickets are so limited that most casual fans don't even consider it an option to go, you know?
Yeah.
There's so much going on that has nothing to do with comics, and it takes so much of your time. If you wanted to see that Firefly panel, you were in line for 10 hours, you know?
Yeah.
And there were, I think, 8,000 people in that hall or something. Mm-hmm. If that's your San Diego experience, of course you're too tired to go walk, fucking fight the floor and buy. You don't have any money left.
Yeah.
Or the juice.
The panels are free. So if you're already paying like hundreds of dollars to be there as an
attendee. More than that, especially if you flew.
Yeah.
I mean, you might be with a hotel because, you know, every hotel in San Diego hikes their prices up
at least $200 for that
week. At least. Yeah. And the flights are more expensive. My flight everywhere in America is about $350 from Dallas. It's $500 to San Diego.
Yeah.
Only at San Diego time.
Yeah.
Like, I can fly into L.A. tomorrow. It'll be $300, you know? So it's bullshit. So you might be $1,000 into it before you've bought a $20 T-shirt, you know? Yeah. So all of that considered, it was an odd feeling on the floor. And so we had booth problems this year. Our booth got cut in half due to a paperwork snafu. And there was not enough space for everybody. I basically came in on a get me a badge and I'll try and stay out of the way ticket, which sucks. I would rather be there all day meeting and greeting fans and doing sketches. It just wasn't possible.
You were just kind of there on a, I'm at Comic-Con hanging out.
I had a little stool, like a foot off the ground camp stool. And if someone happened to show up while I was there, I'd pop a squat, do a sketch, and
you should have put your booth in the bathroom. You would have gotten a lot of traffic.
Lots of traffic.
Santa costume.
So what happened is I was really frustrated the first day because I'm like, there really is just nowhere for me to even exist in this booth. It's too small and there's too many people. And I was fucking depressed and pissed off. The second day, I'm like, you know what? What a waste. I'm gonna be here for 5 days anyway. I might as well have fun.
Yeah.
And so I decided, as bad as it made me feel to essentially ignore whatever fan might be trying to come to the booth to see me, I was just going to hang out and see what happened. I did some signing hours and no one showed up. And I'm like, I'm done. This week's going to be weird anyway. Mm-hmm. I might as well just hang out. So I spent the whole week just going to parties and hanging out with friends. I spent more time at the Explosum booth than I did at mine. I sat down and
did jam sketches.
Yeah, we did a bunch of jam sketches.
Fun. Yeah, those are fun.
And I love that there's so many of you guys that no one knows that I'm not one of them. So they're coming up to me. It's like, I just love your comics. I just love them so much.
Oh, thank you.
I'm like, hey, cool. Can I draw a vomiting baby for you? Excellent. Okay.
Which one are you? I'm the other one.
I'm Stan.
Yeah. And so we did. And greetings, true believers. Coming to draw a throwing up abortion.
Like, really like cyanide and happiness.
So it was a weird week anyway. Sunday, though, I thought, you know what? This whole week's been bizarre and it's almost been a wash. I'm making no money. I'm losing money to be at this show. In all honesty, I think I did lose money to be at that show, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it.
San Diego is becoming more pointless every year.
We broke even this year, I think. It's definitely not a proper situation.
Well, the thing is for you guys that's even crazier is not only is the booth crazy expensive, did you know they're actually cheaper than New York now?
Yeah.
San Diego booths are now officially cheaper than New York Comic-Con.
New York is hiking the prices.
Which is insane.
New York Comic-Con's growing so fast, they can make those decisions.
That's crazy. So between the booth and the fact that you people have like eight guys behind the booth, and then hotels, and then travel, and then meals, it's so easy to spend $100 a day on breakfast, lunch, and cabs
before you even start dinner or drinking.
I mean, then, yeah.
And then it goes through the fucking roof.
Yeah, and so I try and keep it as minimal as possible, like one drink a night maybe. And luckily Sean is there to ply me with alcohol. Sean Koss from Explosum Auxiliary Squad B is there to buy it.
Send out Sean Koss to draw some great art.
He says
he comes out of a plane.
He does.
Parachutes art.
He's like, I'm here with a Tom Collins. No. But I, yeah, it's like one night we were eating and I'm like, I can't. She's like, you don't want any more drinks, honey? And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm like, I'm already $1,000 into this meal. I don't want any more drinks. And Sean had had.
That's adorable.
Sean had had maybe 6 drinks at that point. And he's like, I've never seen anyone do this. Sean and Jenny May both, order drinks before the one they're drinking is gone.
I do this.
You're crazy. Well, you're Irish.
It depends. It depends on the level of service in the restaurant. Sometimes I do.
You know, like, no, you kind of have to, like, preempt this because waitresses, especially when it's busy, take fucking 20, 30 minutes to come
back.
Well,
the service was incredibly slow where we were, too.
San Diego is always slow service.
Yeah, so you have to double fist.
Well, I didn't think about it. So anyway, yeah. Sean's like 6 drinks in, and there's three full ones on the table. You're not going to fucking stop drinking. Give this man another one of whatever the fuck he's
drinking. I don't think I've ever seen Sean wasted. That sounds awesome.
A little wasted. Wasted.
He
like
threw up.
There.
Pretty bad that night. Yeah, he actually left dinner, and we were like, "All right, so we're gonna go to the hotel and hang out." And he's like, "I'm gone." So
yeah, and his wife Stephanie stayed down, and they were both gone, and it was adorable.
So that was it. Anyway, that the point is, you can spend a fuck ton of money just existing there because you can't go to your fridge and make a sandwich, like. Every meal is $10. If you want the worst sandwich you've ever had in your life in the con, it's $11.50. So it's an expensive ordeal.
If you want a pizza sometimes, the size of a cookie, it's still like $11.
Sometimes there are promos like outside the con, like free Taco Bell and stuff. That happened once or twice.
This was the other thing, though. This is the other thing you reminded me. This year in particular, more so than any other year, there has been so much going on outside of the con.
Yeah.
Because the con continues to grow, but the space has been full for a decade.
Yeah, so they buy out restaurants and bars and clubs.
Restaurants, bars, theaters, clubs, everything. Entire floors of shit. Mm-hmm. All of the venues of any kind were basically rented for the entire week as an off-site gaming place or an off-site panel site. There was a comic shop where they were doing panels. Like just a regular tiny comic shop with lines down the street to where you couldn't see them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there was so much of that. I'm like, hang on. These people are buying like a one-day pass to see the panel they want to see.
And that's it.
A mile away.
And then they're hanging out. Yeah, they're hanging outside, out 8 blocks away, and they're getting free entertainment all week.
Yeah, because that whole street lights up like the fucking strip when Comic-Con.
Right, and I don't blame them for it. It's a shitty proposition. It is from a fan – I will say this from a – I think because I don't get to see many cons from a fan's perspective. I would wager from a fan's perspective it's one of the worst cons because you can't necessarily meet the creator you want to see.
Right.
It's incredibly expensive. And other than the once-in-a-lifetime panels – it doesn't have anything that every other con doesn't have.
The thing is, it has the whole experience. It has the experience of being in a group of like 150,000 people, like just in costume, like that stuff like the zombie walk that they do.
Yeah,
every
but
year.
You
that's
know what though?
Pretty cool.
They do that at Phoenix. They do a zombie walk in Phoenix, and it's manageable. Mm-hmm. Like it's still fun.
Yeah,
I would say if anyone's listening to this and considering what cons to go to, maybe we should give our top cons. I will say the best con in America, in my opinion, is Emerald City in Seattle. You guys haven't
never
done
it. We're going there for the first time next year.
It's the best con there is. It's the best run, best organized, the most friendly to exhibitors
right.
as opposed to combative, like, say, New York Comic Con or anything else like that, or C2E2 even. It is it's just the Seattle fans are unbelievable. They're enthusiastic. They're happy. They spend money. They come back year after year and buy whatever you've got. And then at night, Seattle is a manageable place. You can find a restaurant that'll seat 25 people and go have a big group dinner, and it's not that difficult, you know? And it's nice. Everything's within walking distance of the con. The hotels are cheap.
Yeah. See, that sounds great.
The con-sponsored hotel, the Sheraton, and then the one next to the Sheraton, they're like $130 a night.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the shitty hotels in San Diego, 8 miles away, are $250 a night.
Yeah.
So how big is the Emerald City?
I want to say it was like 35,000 people.
See, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
It's not It's perfect.
So it's smaller than Chicago would be, C2E2, but...
I can't even say that for sure. There might be less people, but there's more business, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, well, we're going to be there in 2013, sharing a booth with Bill Barnes from Unshelved to Non-Vanity.
Yeah, and it's always in March. I think it's the first weekend of March this year.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that show.
It's phenomenal. It's great. And
all right, let's do it.
Not only will you make money hand over fist, but it's all for the right reasons, and you're happy the whole time.
I really love going to like the first convention in a new city, because the fans there are just so cool, like the first time you go.
Hey, welcome to our city.
You finally came.
There's a whole energy that isn't there when you're the...
They're like, you finally came. We've been waiting for you. And and the difference in Seattle, I'm telling you, I don't know if it's like a hippy-dippy Pacific Northwest thing, but they're just laid back and cool and happy to see you. And they treat you like fucking rock stars, and you don't feel like the con hates you, which you do at a lot of these shows. So that's the best, in my opinion. And I think a lot of people would agree. Second, so far... probably Calgary. You guys haven't done that one, have you? Calgary.
I have not done that. We got invited. They were going to fly us out, but something got miscommunicated.
You fucked up, because that was a great show. That was... I think I made more money there than I've ever made at a con.
Yeah.
Blind Ferret were guests.
It was Canadian dollars.
It's true. It was actually... It came out to like $6.
Yeah.
Blind Ferret really were guests, and I got some sort of peripheral guestishness because I was at their booth.
You are a guestish.
Also, what I missed the most from your stories and photos was the fact that the entire cast of Next Generation...
It was unbelievable.
...united there.
It's unbelievable. Holy shit, it was the best time ever.
That is pretty neat.
It was just fucking great. We stood in line for hours to take a full cast photo, and I've never done anything like that before.
Right.
Like, I've never done that. Oh my God, I'll get to be near somebody for 18 seconds.
Holy shit.
But for... It came out to like $80 a person for a once in a lifetime thing. I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go, let's do it. I was so pissed off when I found out the photos were $550, and then I found out you could have six people, and I'm like, oh shit! I found six people in under a minute.
Yeah,
I was like, you, and hey, come here. Okay, here's what we're doing. Everyone's like, absolutely, this is what. Okay, no argument. And everyone did it too. It was great.
That's awesome.
But they did actually. It was less than 30 seconds. There were so many thousands of people in line.
Wow.
It was like, all right, come in, and okay, and smile, and snap, and go. Get out. Go, okay, go.
Go, and smile, and go.
It was like 20 seconds. I didn't even notice till we left that I was standing next to Patrick Stewart. It was very strange. Yeah.
He was just so fast.
It was warp speed. So that show is phenomenal. The same kind of fans. They love that you're there. They spend a ton of money.
Yeah.
Sales were amazing. I was almost working retail at that show because we were selling t-shirts so fast. Like, I couldn't sit down in between grabbing sizes of t-shirts for people. So it was nuts. That said, I would have to adjust it back a little bit because getting into Canada is tough.
Yeah.
Flying to Canada is tough.
You're going to a Fan Expo, right?
Yes, and I have to go in through Buffalo. Like, I cannot fly into Canada. I just can't. Well, it's like $700.
What?
Yeah.
Like, straight up?
If I want to fly from here to Toronto, it's like $600 to $800. Calgary.
We found tickets for like $500 each.
See, even that, I feel like when I'm used to spending $300 on a show, even five is a lot. That eats into your hotel costs a lot.
So what's like immigration like a big show up there?
I've heard it's
Which
huge.
One?
Have you been Canadian.
Fan Expo.
Fan Expo is Toronto.
Yeah.
They are, from what I hear, the fans are great. They spend a ton of money. They love that you're there. They're very happy to see you. And the people that run it are criminals.
Oh. Okay.
Like, they hate you. They fuck you every way possible.
Yeah.
They're bad to their guests. They're bad to everyone. And you deal with it because it's a really great show. That's what I hear. Could be wrong.
Okay.
I heard it a lot. I heard it from people that don't know each other. So, like, I heard it a lot.
Yeah.
But I would say that because Canada's so hard to deal with, I would put that on, like, a 2 or 3... possibly tied with Phoenix, which Rob did for the first time this year.
Bam.
Phoenix Comic Con.
Apparently it was a wild success.
Phoenix was nuts. I love it. I want as many people that I like to come there as possible. I got Rob to go. I got David Willis from Short Pack to go. Mm. And
The Black Ferret guys were there, obviously. Randy Milholland.
They actually, I did it myself for the first time, and then I told them how amazing it was. And Randy did it before I did. Randy did it for 1 year before I did. Yeah. And he told me. So that's kind of how it works. You find the good shows, you tell your friends, and the shows get better and better. But it's the same vibe where everyone's enthusiastic. They're so happy you're there. They're spending money. There's good panels or good guests. It's not this show where it's like, hey, didn't you die on an episode of Adam 7 in 1988? Like, you know, it's not that guy, you know, the Wizard World type show.
Oh, God. Yeah, not Wizard World.
It's not, I was a Cylon on the original Battlestar one time. Like, it's not.
Come
that.
Talk to me.
Yeah, please.
Please.
I have a gun in my mouth. Please. It's kind of hard to talk because you're a gun.
Wizard World Chicago almost made me stop going to cons altogether.
It should have.
It was my second con ever, and I was so mortified by the people I saw there.
It's just horrible. So
it was all like comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Really, really fucking dorky.
There are these cookie cutter shows. There's at least a dozen of them in the country. There's probably one a month at least. And every Wizard World show is divided right in half. One half is 60s, 70s, and then occasionally 90s to current. Okay. 60s to 70s F-list. Right. Sci-fi stars. Ooh. Or monster movie stars, but like, yeah, but I was murdered by Freddy. That's the kind of star, right? Or like the lady that played the $6 million woman or Bionic Woman, or whatever.
Or like I played that lizard that threw a rock in Star
Trek. At Captain Kirk, yeah, absolutely. That guy's probably there. I think his name's Gorn.
Right.
So there's that.
Gosh, he's Gorn.
And Gorn Lee, he's awesome.
Gorn.
So there's that. Then there's like your Xena level, except she's not there because she's gotten more famous in the last few years. But it's like extras from Xena.
Right.
Or Kevin Sorbo is typically there.
Or those.
Lou Ferrigno's always there.
Or Bulk and Skull from the Power Rangers.
Yes, Bulk and Skull are there punching people for a dollar.
I would pay a dollar for that.
Yeah. And then you get to like your 90s to 2000s. They'll actually pull in like the guy that died on Walking Dead this season. Or, you know, people that you might actually be happy to see because they're
remotely
fairly current
in, yeah.
And that's like a C to B list guy. That's it though. And there's no real panels. There's no real draw for that sort of thing. Like there are panels, but nothing you want to see.
Right.
And it's basically these people are at their booths signing for money.
Right.
The other half of the show is everyone who isn't one of those people is confined to this sort of artist ghetto where it's literally you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, the guy that draws Superman right now.
See, we didn't even get
it. Oh,
into
so
that.
They just kind of lump you in with, oh,
you're all
right,
the same.
I would have loved to be in the artist ghetto. They put us in, like, the comic book retailer section.
Is it actually called?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm wrong about that. There is a middle section. Yeah. It's like long boxes and toys.
Oh, so it's right. Like the Titanic where we've got three different classes.
Yes.
And you were just kind of locked in the cellar.
I was in the bilgewater area.
The bilgewater.
Yeah. Yeah, so the guy to our right sold vintage comic books, and the guy to our left sold like anime jewelry, and we were right there trying to do sketches.
It's terrible. And you would have actually done better in the artist section.
Possibly, yeah.
Here's the thing. I've been at a couple of Wizard shows as a guest, and so when it's completely free, I make money. It's still not worth it.
Yeah.
Because it is the most boring, sad weekend.
It's a really depressing show because like everyone,
very depressing.
Everyone there is like in their 30s or 40s. They all have massive neck beards and like they're just wandering around.
Occasionally the young fan will come through excited, but it's if you're used to talking to someone every 10 minutes, it was like I'm making a sale every hour to hour and a half.
Yeah, that was our experience.
And so you're just like, oh, God, is anybody going to just fucking put me out of my fucking misery? Yeah. Oh, hey, I'm glad you like my comic. Oh, God, fuck me.
There's no energy like you get at, like, New York or San Diego.
You're dead halfway through the first day. You don't want to go back. It was awful. And they're all the same.
That was like us with Baltimore.
Baltimore is that show
except we
minus the
one
TV
sale
people.
This is a different Baltimore show. We went to John.
Oh, John Con, John Baltimore Con. Comic Con.
It
didn't even qualify as a convention. It was a bunch.
It qualified as a bunch of nerds that just held their own dressing up day there
and spent their entire
budget on.
Well, you know what's interesting though is like let's say Calgary. Calgary is completely volunteer run, and it was one of the best run shows I've ever been to.
Yeah,
and because it's like. You can't do this unless you're super enthusiastic or you would just quit.
Yeah.
Like, why would you volunteer for something this hard unless you loved it?
Because I really like comics.
Yeah, right. So it was great. So you got Emerald City, Calgary, and Phoenix, I think, are in the top three. Not even the biggest, but they are the best for fans and the best for money.
Right.
And I would say I think they're the best from a fan experience. Like, Emerald City puts on amazing panels. Like, this year... They had all of the most famous voice actors in America read almost all of Star Wars,
right?
Like the script. So you've got like Billy West and John DiMaggio, Tara Reid, Batman. What's his name? Kevin Conroy. Animated Batman.
I'm Batman.
Oh, I yes.
At one of the panels at Kineticon, the voice actor for Duke Nukem read from 50 Shades of Grey.
That's really awful.
It was really, really funny.
You can find every time he went up to a wall in the game.
I came here to get bound and gagged and chew bubble gum. And I'm all out of ball gags.
Groovy.
Titties. So, I think from a fan experience, if you can make your way to either Phoenix or Emerald City, you'll have a fucking blast. If you're in Canada, hit up Calgary, hit up Fan Expo, I hope, because we're all going to be there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You've been there before or no?
No, this will be my first year.
I've never been there.
Fan Expo? Fan Expo, my friend Sam Logan that does a comic called Sam and Fuzzy, he was literally in the hallway leading to the bathroom and said he had some of the best sales he's ever had.
That's awesome.
So,
what, was he selling crack or what?
It's quite, yeah, he was selling tickets to the bathroom. So it was quite literally, though, like it was in spite of the con that he did well.
I really need to poop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Tickets are $10 Canadian.
Canadian dollars.
Oh, damn, not it. Loony money. It's we don't take bone tokens here.
What's the conversion?
There's birds involved. I don't know. It's like a chicken wing to a crane leg or something. I don't know how it works.
Wait, what?
I don't know how it's avian. They have an avian monetary system. I'm not sure.
I'll trade you two sparrows for this.
Yeah. I'll trade you two sparrows for this gizzard.
Yeah, you know, you go into an American bank with your Canadian money and you leave with a bag of feathers and guts. And I'm not really sure how it works out. I fed my family for a month on those feathers and guts.
That'll be two gizzards, please.
So all that said, that's cons in general. San Diego was weird, but. So one of the things was, because shit was so fucked up and I knew I wasn't going to make any money, Chris offered to let me sleep on their floor. Dave's in one bed. Chris and the wee Jenny are in another bed, and I'm on an air mattress between them. So it's just this big fuck sandwich of awful people that were all mushed up together.
So hot. Talking until 5 in the morning.
Yeah, talking until 5 or 6 in the morning and then trying to get up at 8.
It was
amazing. So you know Dave here. Dave suffers from a little bit of insomnia.
Quite a bit of insomnia.
It's the Irishman's curse. Next to drink and fighting.
Well, I get
is insomnia.
I get all riled up in my head about how there's no potatoes around.
But how you want to fight?
But I'd love to fight a potato.
I'd love to fight a potato. Have just a whiskey, punch him right in the eye.
Punch a potato right. Give him a black eye.
Right in the potato pun.
I think that's why the famine started, because everyone just started fighting their potatoes.
Punch the shit out of that potato, Patrick.
Mash that potato, Patrick.
And so Dave. Smash it with your fist.
Smash it with your fist.
Oh, it's a good boy. Oh, Jesus wept. God. So Dave one night, and I also, I've suffered from insomnia before, and it doesn't affect me at home very much now, but it affects me on the road.
It's easily the most unpleasant thing.
Oh, it's like being a dead
person. I would wish it upon my worst. Well
you should wish it on your worst enemy.
Yeah,
it's awful.
My worst.
And it would make them feel bad.
It's an absolute plague.
It's horrible.
Of the brain.
So, yeah, it's a brain plague. It's fair to say it's like a potato famine for the brain.
Yeah.
So that's actually where they got the word insomnia from. It translates from Gaelic to potato famine for the brain.
Potato famine.
For the for nuggin. The brain. It's a nuggin famine.
It's a nuggin famine.
So so I can't sleep when I'm on the road unless I'm just fucking exhausted.
Yeah.
So there I am on my air mattress. Chris and Wee Jenny have been asleep for 17 hours, and I'm there with my eyes closed, just hoping against hopes that I'll stop thinking about shit and go to bed. And Dave's rustling around. And finally, Dave just stands up and leaves.
I popped some sleeping medication.
Well,
it kind of takes your brain a bit funny.
Right.
So he just left the room?
He just said it's time to leave. And I'm like, what the fuck? Because the last time one of my roommates popped up in the middle of the night and ran off, it was Rob going to throw up and diarrhea for 10 hours.
Yeah. The last time one of my roommates popped up and left was Chris in San Diego last year. He just walked out of the room. We had all been drinking.
He
left wearing his boxers and no shirt. And
he just kind of wandered around the hotel.
And then he came to and realized where he was, and he couldn't get back in because outside. We were all passed out.
Holy shit. Drunk.
So he was just, he had to talk to the receptionist.
He didn't know which room was ours, so he was going from room to room.
He was just this like a crazy half naked man walking around the hotel. We didn't know where he was.
It's awesome. So
the running theme is sleepwalking.
So Dave's gone, and I think I dozed off while Dave was gone. I hear the door open. It wakes me up. I'm like, it must be Dave getting back. I wonder what he fucking did. Oh, well. And I hear, this is what I hear when Dave gets back. And I'm like, okay, he's got a bag.
Did he buy a cheeseburger?
No. Hang on. He's got a bag. And then I hear.
Quite an app replica.
Then I hear.
And I'm just like ripping my own skin off.
What could he possibly be tearing? He's just, I hear paper tearing for a very long time.
I was being very careful. And I'm like, so as to make the.
Well, it obviously didn't work because I was wide awake for the whole thing.
Right.
So I'm like, what the fuck?
There's no explanation.
Oh, no,
in my mind, he went and got like a newspaper and then he's like making hats out of it or something. So the next morning.
Seven of the morning blue.
The next morning, we had been up so late that. I think we fell asleep at like 6 or 7 a.m. and had to be up at 8. And Ginny was supposed to wake me and Chris up. Dave, I think, never went to sleep that night and just left for the con at some point. Right?
I may have slept. No, I think I slept that night because I had taken a sleep.
But you left by yourself, I believe.
I did. I got up late.
He left.
Because I'd taken that at like 6 in the morning. And
that's right. We left you that day. That was the day we all got up on
I'd
time.
Zunked out.
You were gone. Yeah. So we left. We got back.
Meanwhile, now, while this was happening, I was blissfully passed out in my, in my king size bed.
In your beautifully paid for king size bed.
Rolling in money.
And we were eight miles from a con with a $30 cab ride between us both ways.
Yes.
So Dave, we left him there. The next night, Dave's girlfriend showed up. And so Dave's like, fuck it, we're going to get our own hotel room. So he leaves the hotel and I inherit his bed. Hmm. Two things happened that night.
Yeah, this was incredibly strange.
Two things happened while we were away from that bed. It turns out the bag ripping, Dave had walked in a stupor to the nearby McDonald's, picked up breakfast, come back, and then torn his bag into a giant placemat plate.
A giant plate, yeah.
And then eaten.
Okay.
Eaten in his bed and then passed out.
And then passed out. Okay. So to make more room for my air mattress, we had pushed all the beds to the walls. Mm-hmm. There was a window unit, but like a wall unit air conditioner on the same wall as Dave's bed. So the first thing that happens is I'm like, let's get in bed. I'm done. I'm done for the day. I pull back the covers and the bed just looks like an abortion exploded. There is ketchup and bits of meat and pickles.
And onions. And cheese on the wall.
Wait, did housekeeping not bother?
No. It looks like he just smeared his hamburger. Oh, I figured out why too.
Why?
We had accidentally left a do not disturb on the door for like 3 days.
That's okay. Ridiculous.
Yeah, we just forgot to grab it on the way out. So
good job, Gaze.
Yeah. So
I was just sleeping in cheese.
He was rolling around in the remnants of a Big Mac.
Passed out in it
all night. The other thing he appears to have done.
That's San Diego in a nutshell.
Right. Yeah. No, that's where we're going. He appears to have ripped open seven or eight ketchup packets. And then not use them. Just left them open in the bed as he slept. So they're smeared up the wall. It looks like surgery
murder,
was performed.
Yeah.
They're spilling
murder surgery.
Backwards.
And I didn't notice this until I pulled the cover back.
Unnecessary surgery happened in this bed.
Just like, what the hell? But the thing you pointed out was, there is an onion in your bed.
Yeah. There's an onion there. So the other thing that happened that night is the air conditioner broke. Ooh. And poured water onto the bed as if to try and clean it. Maybe it knew that it was full of ketchup.
Your bed cared. Looks dirty.
Yes.
Let me just get some water.
Well, I'm the air conditioner. I don't like what you've done to my friend bed. The bed's mattress lifts up.
Really bad to me, air conditioner. They're so bad.
Yeah, the mattress lifts up from the box spring and talks like a duck bill. He's like, oh, air conditioner.
I feel so dirty.
Air conditioner, can you clean me with your water?
Yeah, I can give it a go.
Yes, friend. I'll back up my reservoir and I'll spit all over
give
you.
Give me a second.
So the bed was sopping fucking wet and covered in ketchup cheese. And mustard. And so on the way downstairs, I think the next day after I told Dave about all of this, we came up with it's summed up Comic-Con in a nutshell. We called it that whole bed was a San Diego breakfast.
Yeah.
That's Comic-Con.
Summed up everything.
Yeah, it's like you can't sleep. You're in an overpriced shitty hotel. Your bed is full of onions and ketchup.
Every time.
The
every
air
time.
Conditioner is just shitting water all over you. It's a San Diego breakfast.
We were sleepless talking about this, just kind of going, yeah.
Pretty much.
That sums it up.
We're dead. And we wrote a little song. It was like, well, I've got fries in me toes and pickles in me nose. It's a San Diego breakfast.
There's cheese in the sink. And
onions in the drink. I'm San Diego breakfast. I've got a burger in me hair and cheese underwear. It's a San Diego breakfast. That's fucking awesome. And so that was like the rest of the entire week was singing
was
San Diego breakfast.
San Diego breakfast, yeah.
And it was it's a memory I'll cherish for the rest of my life.
It's a San Diego breakfast.
Didn't you write a little song, Dave? Didn't you write a music for the San Diego Breakfast?
I did, yeah.
Let me hear it. Let me hear it. I want you to perform this live for me. Watch out for your cable there. Make sure that Eat It and Go Out of Tune. I think it did.
It's pretty close.
It's good. It's good. Well, I've got cheese in my nose and pickles in my toes. It's a San Diego breakfast. I've got fries and beer and cheese in my ear. It's a San Diego breakfast.
Hair in the sink and cheese in my nose. It's a San Diego breakfast.
The best part was that Dave tried to do it when he was fucking plastered. He was fucking worthless drunk. He so drunk that he refused to get in the cab that was to take us home. Like, wandering around the street, talking to random people. And I'm like, Dave, you have to get in this cab. It's been sitting here for a very long time, and it's for you. We have to... All right, I'll go over here, and I'll talk to this gent. Hello, fellow.
How long was the cab there for?
I'm saying when a cab shows up, you get in it.
You get in.
It was probably 3-4 minutes.
Well, that I was talking to my new friend.
Apparently.
Sure who that was.
And so Dave gets in, and he forgets the rules to the San Diego breakfast song.
Starts
and so he starts going...
about, like, actual body parts.
Yeah, he's like, I've got hair on me chest and hair in me breast. It's a San Diego breakfast.
Breast on me chest.
I've got a boob in me ear and thumb up me rear. It's a San Diego breakfast. I'm like,
that is not a breakfast.
I like that version better because, like, breakfast here is in massive quotes. It's a euphemism.
Get it? Breakfast?
Yeah, San Diego breakfast.
Breakfast?
That's like a hooker would say. Hey, you pull up to a hooker, just like, hey, you want a San Diego breakfast?
Yeah, and that was the other thing we came up with. Yeah, it was like, hi, hey, you hooker, how much for a San Diego breakfast? What do you charge? What do you charge for a little San Diego ham and eggs?
Yeah. We talked about this.
A little nose in your ear and a thumb in your ear.
Watch out for him. He's got a real pickle up his nose.
That's right. It came. All the San Diego breakfast stuff became insults. It's like, oh, you don't want to mess with that guy. He's got fries in his rear, if you know what I mean. This guy's got a real pickle in the arse, if you know what I mean.
He likes cheese on his forehead, if you know.
And
what
no, that
I mean.
Was that was perversion. It was one of them was like you're a bad character, and the other one was you're perverted. It's like, oh, this guy over here. Yeah, he likes cheese.
Man, you don't want to talk to him. He's got a real pickle up his nose.
Yeah, or that guy. Oh, don't mess with him. He likes to have the old the old ketchup in his knapsack.
Ketchup in his nappy.
He likes to have ketchup in his sheets. If you know what I mean. Yeah, it's
rubbing ketchup on his diaper.
It's not good. It's not good. He likes to pour air conditioner water all over the walls. You know, he's one of those types.
Yeah, I do. Because you insulted my friend Ben.
You fucker.
Why are you messing with Ben? Ben never hurt anybody. Why are you messing with Ben, huh?
Stop. Hey there, Dave. Stop putting your ketchup all over Ben.
Okay. I really want that on a t-shirt. Like,
No. It'll
why say, are you messing with Ben?
Simple t-shirt design. Don't mess with Ben. It's got a picture of an AC unit.
And no one gets it.
That's it.
He's pointing at you all smug.
That's our next shirt.
If anyone
listens to this and requests that t-shirt, we will have
okay, I'll make I'll hand make one for you. Absolutely. Yeah. Dave, the other thing was, it reminds me of these videos they used to make us watch in like Sunday school, those like Christian puppet shows where it's like the really
weird ones.
Well, like the set looks kind of like a cowboy town. Yeah. And the puppets are like anthropomorphic cowboy hats and Bibles and whatnot. And it's like, well, I don't want to be bad Sheriff Bible, but I just don't know what to do. And it's like, well, what are you doing to my friend, Bed? Hey there, Davey. Well, how come you put ketchup all over my good friend Ben?
I don't want to put ketchup in the bed, air conditioner.
And there's always a Satan analog that's like a bad cowboy named like Bad Bart or something like that. And
they're like the worst cowboy name I've ever. Like Bad Bart.
Well, gee, Sheriff Bible. Bad Bart told me to put ketchup in the bed. I didn't want to.
Yes, I did. Or I'll do it again.
I'll put
fries in his nose and pickles in his toes. It's a San Diego breakfast.
San Diego breakfast.
God, I want to see a spaghetti western with nothing but like all the characters are furniture.
He's got pickles in his nose and
fries in his toes. It's a San Diego breakfast.
Yeah.
Watch out for that bad boy. He's got
dance there, pilgrim.
You're shooting cheese out your fucking six gun.
Actually, I prefer a Hartford brunch.
It's one of these. Hartford you hear brunch. You hear hey there, barkeep. Won't you slide me a San Diego breakfast? Thanks there.
Don't mess with him.
Oh, he drinks a San Diego breakfast. That'll put you on your ass.
He's a tough critter.
He's like a jackrabbit stuffed up a hornet toad.
He must have a pickle up his nose.
Oh, don't mess with him.
A Hartford breakfast is the same thing, except instead of ketchup, it's blood. Because you just got race ward.
That's a Baltimore brunch.
Baltimore brunch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I've got a knife in my neck, and that's all that matters. It's a Baltimore brunch. I've got two bullets in my spine, and I can't think of nothing else. Baltimore breakfast.
Yeah, I really like this.
Got a knife in my thigh and a bullet in my eye. It's Baltimore breakfast.
I got drugs in my veins and stabbed in my brain.
It's like they stabbed you and then shot you up just to be nice. Like, here, have some drugs.
Have some dignity.
Die with dignity and drugs in your veins.
That's Baltimore. That's Baltimore's, like, slogan.
Yeah, yeah.
To Baltimore.
Welcome to Baltimore. Die with dignity and drugs.
In your veins.
You'll die. You'll definitely die here. This is the last Baltimore, the last place you'll ever visit. Beautiful, scenic, mostly shut down, empty downtown, buildings are condemned Baltimore.
Yeah.
You'll likely never see another sunrise.
No.
It's better than Canton, Texas. Come on down to Canton. Have sex in our motels.
Have sex in these motels. That there Baltimore breakfast sure is a bad character.
It sure will bust up your bones with bullets.
Oh, they say that there's Baltimore breakfast.
Baltimore Bart.
Baltimore Bart's going to put a bullet in your spine and a knife in your eye.
And a bagel in your belly.
Well, he'll feed you first, then he'll kill you.
He'll shoot you.
It's very cordial.
He runs a little B&B where he murders everyone that stays there.
You're hungry, but I will kill you.
Yeah.
Just to warn you straight afterwards, sir. Hey there, Baltimore Bart. How much is a room with this here bed and breakfast?
When you are shot in the ear with a knife in your ear, Baltimore.
Baltimore.
That's horrible. Oh, shit.
Baltimore. It's Baltimore. There's a hooker in your lap and your pants are full of crap, Baltimore.
It's about homeless people having sex. Yeah.
When your veins full of crack and with a sword in your back, Baltimore.
You've got drugs in your veins and a bullet in your brain, Baltimore.
Yeah, that's nice.
Ow, 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 shitty, ow, fuck, ow, shitty, ow, shitty, shitty, shit, ow, that hurts.
I've been murdered.
Say there, Baltimore Bart, I'd like to buy a room with this here B&B.
Well, there's two rules. Number one, no pets. Number two, I'm to murder you.
I'm going to murder your face off. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal, Baltimore Bart.
Where does the money come in?
There's no charge. I sell your bones after you're dead. I trade them in for bone tokens.
Trade them in?
That's a currency that's been around since like the 1880s.
Well, sure. Do you think my bones are good enough for bone token making?
You get in there and enjoy your not sleeping. In the morning, I'll give you a ham and a bagel and maybe a couple of fried eggs, and then I'll cut your goddamn face off.
Have a good...
It's a Baltimore breakfast.
And feed it to a goddamn dog. All right, have fun,
you two. Have a good night's sleep, you two.
If you hear somebody rapping on the walls, that's just me coming to murder you. It's a guarantee. I want to reinforce that this is not an option.
Come on down to Baltimore Bart's.
It sounds good.
Murder bed and breakfast.
Murder bed and breakfast and murder.
It's called BB's B&B.
Yeah. It's called quadruple B. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds pretty good, Baltimore Bart. I can't wait to stay. I love what you've done with the wainscoting. I really love what you've done with the decor in here.
It's really contemporary, but it keeps its old world appeal.
It's really red.
Most of the rooms don't have a lock, so us can get in without waking you up.
Don't mind the spikes at the door now. Just make sure you close the door real slowly now.
Now listen, occasionally it likes to just set a room on fire and lock it from the outside.
If it happens to be your room, just stand in the middle and
just
wait.
Burn. Just burn. Don't you dare try and get out the goddamn window.
Well, sure.
I'll be waiting on the other side with a double barrel.
What are the chances that it's going to be my room?
Extremely likely. That's your Baltimore Bart guarantee.
That's a Baltimore Bart.
That Baltimore Bart, he's a swell fellow, but he's got a real pickle in his ear.
He's got a real pickle in his ear for me.
Hey, you don't mess with Baltimore Bart. I hear he puts ketchup in his sheets. Don't you tell nobody. I said,
what'd you say about my sheets, goddammit? And
his air conditioner, they say it talks in
they
the middle.
They say it leaves, and if they get in the bed, and the bed goes, oh, don't sleep in me. You're likely to die.
You should listen to my friend Bed.
You should listen to the bed.
The bed knows. The bed's seen many a terrible thing.
Can't you see my bed friend just ain't right?
He's seen too much.
Oh, don't sleep in me.
Don't sleep. Not another death. I can't handle it.
I can't handle this death no more.
A gunfight breaks out and the AC is like, cover my bed. That's what I do.
Yeah. Throws, flop.
Throws a blanket at him.
Throws water at them.
He just shits water. He's so scared. God. He's just so scared he shits water everywhere.
I've been there.
Sorry about that, guys.
That's a Baltimore Bart guarantee.
Come on down to Baltimore Bart's and I'll give you two things: a good night's sleep and a Baltimore breakfast.
All right,
that sounds great.
That doesn't sound sinister.
It's not what you think. It's much worse than it sounds.
It's a Baltimore Bart breakfast.
That's the end of the commercial.
Yeah.
Wait, play the riff one time. No, yeah, do it as like a bed. Yeah, keep it going.
Well, howdy, folks. When you're in Baltimore, Maryland, why don't you come stay at Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast? That's B-B-B-B-B. The fifth B is for you bet you're gonna get murdered.
Gee golly, how much does it cost?
Nothing at all. Matter of fact, you stay for free and I feed you. Then I kill you and sells your bones for bone tokens.
Well,
he's got pickles and a nose and fries in his toes. He's a Baltimore breakfast. He's got a bullet in his brain and he's stabbed in the veins. It's a Baltimore breakfast. That's right. And if you bring your lady, I'll just have my way with her right in front of you before I kills you. It's a Baltimore breakfast.
Baltimore Bart Bed and Breakfast off to I-95 and Main Street.
Warning, no actual breakfast included. You will not actually be served breakfast.
You will die.
You and I will be served as breakfast.
Warning, you will be actually served as breakfast. You will be killed. You will absolutely be murdered. Absolutely. There's guarantee. Guarantee for murder. No refunds.
Or your money back.
No refunds because I don't take your money. I sell your bones.
I don't take your money. I just sell your bones up.
Guaranteed no refunds or your money back.
I sell your bones, bone tokens. You don't get your money back because you don't give me any money.
Guaranteed to be murdered horribly or your money back.
I would love to see all like the disclaimer voice actors have dinner together.
Warning, the bed may talk.
You might get pooped.
Don't sleep on me. Everyone that sleeps in bed gets killed.
Why'd you have to mess with bed?
Hey there, don't you know bed's got a case of the anxious nerves?
He's got a case of the willies because people keep lying down in him and
never getting up. Everyone that's ever lied down in bed had to be rolled out.
In a body bag.
That's actually the first sheet on bed is just a body bag. An unzipped body bag.
Hey there, Baltimore Bart. Looks here like its bed's got rubber sheets. Well, I hadn't wet the bed since I was 6 years old.
We're just taking special precautions.
See, that's why I can't go camping, because it feels like body bags. I just get nervous.
Well, it's Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast body bags. It's BBBBB.
Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast body bags.
Yeah, he sells those on the side. He makes them in the basement.
All right, we're...
It's a new ad now,
Yeah, brand new ad.
Okay, go.
It's Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast body bags.
Are your bodies stacking up?
What are you going to do with all those dead bodies after people stay in your bed and breakfast and you kill them after having to wait with their wife in front of them before they die?
You going to put them in a closet?
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
No, you're not. You're going to come down to
Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast body bags. The bed and breakfast body bags that are made only be used at a murder bed and breakfast.
It's Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast body bags. Bed and breakfast body bags. Baltimore.
Heather body bags.
Body bag Bart from
Everybody bags.
Cheap body bags.
Everybody bags. Everybody bags.
pretty body by accident.
We got bags for every size body. Big bodies, little bodies, children's bodies.
Children's bodies?
Children's body bags are the same price as adult body bags. No, no refunds.
No refunds.
We'll pay you to kill your kid.
Children's
not
bones.
Not guaranteed money, because you'll be killed too.
Children's bones are in high demand.
These bone tokens are really pure. What are they made from?
Well, they're made from children's bones.
Straight to Vegas.
And he bites it like a gold coin. Oh, that's the real thing.
Oh, it's pure child bone.
Children's bone.
That's children's marrow if I ever tasted it.
Pure children's marrow if I ever tasted it.
It's Baltimore's Bed and Breakfast body bag bone.
Body bag bone.
We need two more B's. Baltimore.
Baby bones.
No, Baltimore Bart's bones. Bed and Breakfast body bags baby bones.
Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast body bags baby bones.
Are your bed and breakfast body bags
baby bones?
Do your bed and breakfast body bags need more baby bones?
Holy shit.
If so.
So what was that? Body bag Bart's bed and breakfast body bag.
Baby bones. Baltimore Bart. Bed and breakfast body bag. Baby bones.
No refunds.
Void where prohibited. Not valid in Texas, New Mexico, and...
Anywhere else.
Everywhere but Baltimore. Baltimore is the only state that has legislation to allow bed and breakfast body bag baby bones.
And body bag baby bone.
It's a police state.
Tokens.
Yeah, bone tokens.
Bone tokens.
Baltimore Bart approached the mayor of Baltimore, and he was like, "You listen here, you goddamn jelly belly son of a bitch. I'm going to open this here Baltimore Bart bed and breakfast body bag baby bone bed and breakfast.
Body bag.
And you ain't going to do a goddamn thing about it."
It's like he's the one
I'm
guy.
I'm sorry, sir, but it's against legislation.
Those three bullets in your chest was a warning shot there, Mayor.
Legislate that dickhole.
All of a sudden he's Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
Legislate that dickhole.
I'm here to kick ass and chew baby bones.
I'm here.
And I'm all out of baby bones.
I'm all out of baby bones.
I should go down to Baltimore Bart's bed and breakfast baby bone body bags.
Body bag Bart's bed and breakfast baby bone body bag.
Body bag Bart's
Baltimore bags and breakfast.
Baltimore bread and breakfast body bag Bart's.
Body bag Bart's Baltimore breakfast bones, baby bed. He has several businesses. He sells baby beds only for dead baby body bag baby bones.
Mr. Body Bag Bart, you look a lot like Baltimore
you
Bart.
You shut your goddamn mouth, you yellow belly son of a bitch.
I would use the shit out of a breakfast bag. I would just hang it. I would hang it in my face and just eat like
a
eat
Baltimore
eggs out of
breakfast bag.
Yeah, it's a dish in Baltimore. It's full of
guts. Hey there, sweetie.
You just dump bacon and eggs inside and stir it up.
It's just full of guts. You bag. Hold it like fucking.
Hi there, sweetie. You won't get one of them Baltimore breakfast bags.
I do.
Yeah, I'll have a breakfast bag, small coffee, and
she just pours the coffee right in the bag.
And can I have some baby bones as well?
And just a breakfast bag with baby bones on the side. Pour a small coffee in there and strap it to my face.
Sure thing.
He works there too.
He's called
Baltimore Bart's Bed and Breakfast Baltimore. Body Bag Baby Bones Burger King.
Baltimore Burger King Bart.
Yeah.
Baltimore Burger King Bagel Bart.
Bagel Brothers.
Bagel Brothers.
Bart. Baltimore Burger King Bagel Brothers.
Baltimore
Burger King Baby Brothers. Baby Brothers.
Baby Brothers.
Bagel Brothers. Bagel Babies.
Baltimore Burger King
Bagel Babies.
What are the
small ones.
And what do you have for Christmas, little Jimmy?
I want a Baby Brother Bones.
Baby Brother Bones. Baltimore Burger King Baby Brother. Baby Brother.
Baby brother. I like a baby brother for Christmas.
You can get a Baltimore Burger King
baby brother. Baltimore Burger King. They
really shits himself.
They oh,
after eating a body bag full of baby bones.
You can get our new Baltimore Bart's baby bottle body bag bagel brother. Oh, you can get the baby bagel bites. Baltimore Bart's bed and breakfast body bag baby bagel bagel bites.
Yeah, could I have the Baltimore Bart's baby brother buddy bag bagel Bart, please?
Bagel Bart's.
Those are shaped like my face. You eat those?
I'm sure that they're all shaped like my face.
I swear to God, if you eat those, I'll eat your goddamn face.
He's openly hostile to everyone that comes to it. Well, hey there, Baltimore Bart. I heard you sold the finest baby brother bagel bites in all of Baltimore, and I'd love you. Listen here, you goddamn yellow belly son of a punk. Bitch. You're piece of shit.
Here's what's going to happen. You're going to give me your money. I'm going to give you your Baby Bites and Bagel Brothers.
You're going to eat them and enjoy them. I'm going to eat your goddamn face.
Then I'm going to put you in a body bag
that you buy from me.
Do you take credit card?
I do. I take Square.
I thought your name was Baltimore Bart.
I take Square right here on my iPhone.
My iBones.
Let me scream on my iBone phone. Baltimore body bag, iBone phone. Oh my God. 3% surcharge on all credit card expenses.
A family company.
Baltimore. Baltimore Bart's Baltimore Body Bag Bagel Bones. A family company. Holy shit. I think we're actually just about done there, Rob. So you want to. What, you got to go pee pee?
I got to do a wee. I have to go to the little boy's room.
Do you have to go dump a proper. Do you have to go dump a cum?
What?
You gotta go dump a cum? There's something else and Dave came up with in San Diego. Hey, you know what, guys? I gotta go dump a cum.
Gotta go drop a jizz.
Gotta go take a big cum.
We like this idea that
do a dumpy.
Yeah, we love this idea that you had to ejaculate as like a standard bodily function. There was nothing sexual about it. It's like, oh, guys, I think I'm gonna go dump a cum before we go.
Gotta go dump a big cum.
I don't want to have a big cum in my belly before we go to the con. So,
Daddy, I have to come. You should have come before we left.
Should have come before we got in the car.
I don't want to head to
Baltimore.
The convention.
Bart's gonna cut that cum out of your belly, you little piece of shit, lily livered son of a bitch.
I'm gonna squeeze you so hard it's gonna come out your ass.
Whoa. Everything we've said up until this point, I was on board with that.
You've crossed the line,
too much, sir.
You're not happy with that now?
Give me one more Baltimore Bart and then we'll end it.
Baltimore Bart.
Big bones.
Big bones.
Baltimore body bag, baby bones. Baltimore body bag, baby bones.
Baltimore baby property.
Baby bones.
Void everywhere.
A family comes.
Come back home.